In Mississippi, a group of elderly and disabled people is filing suit. They want to stop the state from cutting them off Medicaid, the government-funded health insurance program for the poor. The cuts are part of a series of measures pushed by Republican Governor Haley Barbour to keep down Mississippi's escalating Medicaid costs. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that this is the first time a state has cut so deeply into benefits for senior citizens and the disabled.
The Ladies Prayer Group meets every Tuesday morning at Jackson's First Pentecostal Church.
Sister Frazier, pray for my daughter-in-law Kathy's foot.
Each one in the circle shares a prayer request, and the women ask God to help.
Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You heard these requests, these sick ones, Lord.
81-year-old Maxine Mahoney wears her white hair pulled neatly in a bun at the crown of her head. She comes to pray for the sick every week, as long as she's not in the hospital herself. She's also been praying about the state Medicaid cuts.
Yeah, I've been troubled.
Mahoney uses a walker to get around and has a host of medical problems, heart disease, high blood pressure, thyroid, and neuropathy in her hands and feet, all managed by 13 prescription drugs. Medicaid pays for 7 of them, and her family and church help her with the rest.
So I've been having problems anyway, and then when they said it was going to cut us off of all of it, I thought, Lord, what else can I do? What else can I do, you know?
Mahoney has Medicare, but also qualifies for Medicaid drug coverage because of her income status, $12,000 a year or less. A widow who worked as a college dormitory supervisor, she now depends on Social Security.
My income is $589 a month. My rent is $168 a month. My medicines, they've added it up. My pharmacy added it up. It's over $900 a month. It doesn't figure out, doesn't add up, does it?
Mahoney is one of about 50,000 elderly and disabled people represented in a class action lawsuit that claims their rights were violated by the way the state removed them from Medicaid rolls. The idea was to get them signed up for drug coverage under Medicare and other prescription discounts. But that isn't working, says attorney Martha Bergmark, president of the Mississippi Center for Justice. The full Medicare drug plan doesn't take effect until 2006, and Bergmark says the $600 a year benefit available now just isn't enough.
But one of the several problems with this massive cut is that it leaves people high and dry without coverage for their medication for well over a year before that Medicare coverage picks up.
The eligibility rollbacks are part of a more than $100 million Medicaid savings plan Governor Barbour defended at a recent news conference, including a requirement that all Medicaid recipients reestablish their eligibility.
But we're going to try to make sure that nobody gets Medicaid benefits who's not eligible. The people in Mississippi who work two jobs to support their families and pay for their own health care shouldn't have to then pay additional taxes to pay for the health care of some people who could work but choose not to and get free health care when they could take care of themselves.
People expected Barbour to clean up Medicaid rolls, but observers say cutting the drug benefits for people who can't work is another matter. Several state legislators who initially supported the plan now say they made a big mistake. But Barbour sticks by the cuts, arguing drastic measures were called for.
We have to get control of costs in Medicaid so that it can continue to be a sustainable program. We cannot continue to see costs go up 20% a year and this program be sustained.
Balancing our budget on the back of the poorest and most vulnerable is, I think, immoral.
That's Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood. Instead of his traditional role of defending the state against such lawsuits, the Democrat has intervened on behalf of plaintiffs in this case. Hood says the Medicaid office ignored legal advice and pushed through the cuts without following procedures intended to protect recipients.
If you're going to cut someone's lifeblood off, their medications, then you have got to cross every T and dot every I. And they didn't do that under these federal regulations.
A federal judge has blocked the state from cutting benefits this month as planned until he hears more evidence in the case. Maxine Mahoney is relieved for now, but she's also shocked and disappointed at Governor Barbour, who she supported in last year's election. His picture is on a side table in the prayer room at the First Pentecostal Church in Jackson, surrounded by other elected officials.
Sometimes we take a special prayer, and all of us come over here and hold out our hands over them and pray for all our governor officials. Yeah, and that's a good picture of the governor there. Mm-hmm. And we do pray for him.
The question is whether she would vote for him again. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.